Movie Review.
I think we could all agree that it is a mad world. But have you seen the movie? This was, for 20 years, the funniest movie ever made. Until Blazing Saddles came along, there was nothing that could even come close. And it is still the most star-studded comedy in the history of the world. There is literally no one who was funny who wasn't in this movie. It became a cause célèbre in Hollywood at the time. That is Hollywood of 1963, so maybe you don't know who these people are. It doesn't matter. I saw this when I was 10 years old. I thought I would die. I was laughing so hard. 100 people, never stop laughing. It's 2.5 hours. It's all comedy. It just never ends. So, the plot is very simple. A group of people are driving down the highway when a criminal on the run, who has recently been released, but is still under surveillance for a giant $350,000 robbery, goes sailing off a cliff and kills himself. Before he dies, he tells the assembled motorists who come down to help him about where he stashed the money. They can't decide how to divvy it up. They all take off. Every man for himself, including the old bag, Ethel Merman. And away they go. What follows is the biggest road movie of insanity ever made. It is... you know, it's hard to explain how funny something can be when you don't have it in front of you. So I hope that the clips that you've heard tonight on the show help you get at least a handle around just how absurd and insane this movie really is. The man with a message, Stanley Kramer, the man who brought you movies about nuclear apocalypse, Nuremberg war trials, and the evolution trial of the Scopes monkey trial, wanted to show that he had a sense of humor. Well, he has a sense of humor. No question about it. Really, that's it? It's a road movie. They're looking for the money. All hell breaks loose. Check it out.